My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, as we get ready for a very important 3-game set as the Royals play host to the Minnesota Twins. This is their final 3 games against the Twins. The Twins are directly ahead of the Royals in the wild card standings. They are a half game. So the Royals win this series, and you are in the second wild card spot. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be on the drive in September.
Absolutely. I am happy that you are here as well. Let's talk some big picture stuff, but I want to get to the standings first. Right now, the Royals have the 3rd wild card spot. The Tigers and the Mariners sit 5 games back of the Royals. Which one of those teams are you more worried about down the stretch, the Tigers or the Mariners?
Man, talent-wise, the Mariners, schedule-wise, the Tigers, because of those 3 games coming up at Kauffman Stadium in just a week and a half. The talent that Seattle has in its rotation is quite similar to the talent that the Royals have in their rotation. To me, those are the 2 best rotations right now in the American League, so no one would want to see them come the postseason, and that rotation has the ability to put the team on their back and carry them to victories. Detroit, I see them, if things start getting real, you know, if they come to Kansas City with the opportunity to usurp the Royals in the standings, I think they'll tighten up. I just don't think they have the rotation, bullpen, offensive talent that the Royals do. And I understand the Royals' bullpen and offense lacks talent, but that, to me, just speaks to the inexperience that is in Motown right now and the, I think, unproven talent in their lineup.
The Royals have 21 games remaining. Right now, they have 76 wins. How many wins do you think the Royals need to get to in order to make the postseason?
Boy, 21 left. If they can win another 8, so that puts them at what, 84?
Yep.
Boy, that seems tough. I guess I'll say 84, but you know, I'm kind of pulling that out of my backside. That's you got 3 with Minnesota, while Detroit's taking on Chicago. I don't know. That's a tough question, I guess. Yeah, 8 and 13. Should get them in.
The only reason I ask that question is I think it's important to kind of keep in mind that, you know, the Royals just have such a lead over Detroit and Seattle with so few games to go. The Tigers or the Mariners are going to have to play near flawless baseball these final 3 weeks of the season to even contend. Like, I'm looking at Boston. I think Boston is all but eliminated. Boston is 70-70. To get to that 84 wins, they got to go, what, 4? They got to go 16-5 down the stretch in order to make the postseason? That just doesn't seem realistic.
Here's the thing. Look, they had their opportunity. You know, when Vinny went down on Thursday, the Royals were understandably in a funk. I know, I as recently as Saturday, man, I was really preparing for this season to end after game 162, because I just assumed that Boston, with one of the best managers in the game, some superstars at the top of their lineup, and a quality rotation, a Hall of Fame closer at the back end, I thought Boston, that rotation in Seattle, I thought somebody would make a move in the American League and capitalize on this team fading over a seven-game span, but no one did anything. Boston gained two games. Detroit gained 3.5 over that stretch, but they remained, as you mentioned, 5 and 5.5 games back. Now, why would I believe that Boston's going to get red hot before the Royals get red hot, right? You see Hunter Renfroe back in the lineup today. So the extra base power that you've lost with Vinny on the IL is hopefully replaced by what we've seen from Renfroe over the past 3 months, which is, an 800 OPS. That's, okay, not exactly what Vinny's been bringing since the All-Star game, but it's not too far away. An 830 OPS since the beginning of June. Okay, there's your extra base power. You have a first baseman with a quick bat in Yuli Gurriel. Okay, so you check that box in the absence of Vinny Pasquantino. A great at bat in the first inning of every game from Tommy Pham. Okay, you check that box in the absence of Vinny Pasquantino. And then the confidence that teammates gained from knowing that Vinny's bat was in the lineup. Now, you're not going to be able to replace that, but the influx of veterans with postseason experience, like Pham, like Grossman, like Gurriel, to me, those guys with their encouragement, their stories, and their experiences can lift up their teammates the same way that the presence of Pasquantino's bat did. So credit to this organization. Happy to see Hunter Renfroe back, but for a team that could have easily not waved a white flag, but said, oh man, that's tough that we lost Vinny. Well, let's see what we do down the stretch. They refused. They stepped on the gas pedal, and we'll see what they do coming up this weekend against the Twins and then against the New York Yankees. But by the end of these next six games, the postseason could be a certainty.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here for a couple more minutes here, taking a break from football to talk about the Royals. They are playing the team that is in second place in the wild card. They're a half game back. Simply put, if the Royals win this series against Minnesota, they are in the second wild card spot and continue to give themselves more of a cushion, as they push towards the playoffs.
More cushion for the cushion.
Doing both of those things. They got a couple of very critical hits on Wednesday against Cleveland. Do you think that is enough? And they got a great start from Seth Lugo. A lot of the things that needed to go right for this team to end the snide happened on Wednesday. They get an off day. Everybody watched football yesterday. Everybody's feeling good. Do you think that was maybe the exhale that the Royals needed to get this thing back on track and try to finish out strong?
Well, let's hope, because Cole Reagans needs to do something similar tonight. Royals got to grab this opener if they're going to finish this homestand off right. If they're going to meet that 8-win expectation that I think a lot of us had for them in this 20-game stretch, go 8-12. I think you need to win this one tonight behind Cole Reagans. You know what I think Wednesday's game did was it made this collection of players that have now been thrown together in the past week and a half, I think it made them a team, or at least allowed them to celebrate together with Robbie Grossman and Tommy Pham feeling like key contributors. I've heard plenty of people say you're never really a part of the team until you help them win a meaningful game, until you make that big catch or you come through with that big knock in a big game late in the season. That's when you start to, okay, now we're all Kansas City Royals through and through. It was strange, man, that when that game started on Wednesday, I look at the top six hitters in the Royals lineup. Half of them were, sure, here on opening day. The other half were wearing White Sox uniforms on opening day. That was three of your top six hitters in that game on Wednesday. It's going to, Tommy Pham's your leadoff hitter from here on out. Paul DeJong's one. It's going to be a bat you're going to be depending on down the stretch. And, we understand the work that Robbie Grossman's doing inside that clubhouse. So, this team coming up this weekend and against the New York Yankees, I think they can finish punching their ticket to the postseason. But they could also get crushed by the Twins in this offense, right? The Twins have won 7 of the first 10 meetings. We saw the Yankees come to town and dominate this team. So if Cole Reagans and eventually Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, Seth Lugo don't continue to have their elite seasons, well, this could easily be a 1-5 stretch and you reopen that door to someone else in the American League.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today as we get you ready for a 3-game set this weekend between the Royals and the Twins. Vern, I'll ask you this real quick toss-up question. It is 7:30. What do you think people are watching, Royals or Twins or Packers-Eagles?
You know it's Packers-Eagles.
I was curious what you thought.
Yeah, fantasy football? No, stop. Gambling? Nope. Even in the press box here, I'll be honest with you, even in the press box, there's going to be half of the media here watching the football game on their laptop with a professional baseball game happening right in front of them. It's wild. It'll make me angry, but that's America, man. We are a football country.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.